Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, there's a new take on the mystery of a missing journalist, and the world says goodbye to Microsoft's co-founder. Plus, a phone the size of your hand that's not really a phone, and a new royal baby. Those stories and many more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Tuesday, October 16th. You ready? Let's do this. There's a new take on what may have happened to a missing Saudi journalist based in the U.S., a possible change of story. Now, the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal report Saudi officials may say it was an interrogation gone wrong, that Jamal Khashoggi was killed by mistake. But no official statement at this point. In fact, President Trump talked with King Salman of Saudi Arabia on a call yesterday and said he flat out denied it. President Trump suggested that perhaps it was, quote, rogue killers. Critics say Trump just became Saudi Arabia's PR. Others say there's still no proof of anything either way. But there is growing pressure on everyone involved to figure this out. And the whole thing has brought on quite a bit of tension between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. Powerful U.S. executives have backed out of an investment conference in Saudi Arabia this month, and Reuters reports Saudis have canceled a reception in Washington later this week. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is going to Saudi Arabia to meet with King Salman. Stay tuned. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visited Florida and Georgia yesterday to see the damage left behind from Hurricane Michael. The AP reports the Trump stopped by a distribution center to help hand out bottled water, as well as took a helicopter tour of the damage. In Georgia, the focus was on farmers whose crops have been wiped out. The Florida governor said the president has approved all resources he's asked for to help people in Florida. Critics say Trump won't acknowledge the role of climate change in these disasters. A federal judge threw out a lawsuit against President Trump, a defamation lawsuit brought on by Stormy Daniels, the adult film star who says she had an affair with Trump back in 2006. The reason for the lawsuit? A tweet. President Trump called it a con job that Daniels claimed a man threatened her to keep quiet about the affair. Fox News reports the judge dismissed the case, saying the tweet is protected by free speech, especially the type of exaggerated rhetoric that goes along with politics. Daniels and her lawyers say this is not over. They're planning to appeal. All right, some other things to know today. The co-founder of Microsoft, Paul Allen, died yesterday at the age of 65. Allen also owned the NFL's Seattle Seahawks and the NBA's Portland Trailblazers. CNBC says he had a stake in the Seattle Sounders soccer team as well, and he was a philanthropist and a musician. The Seattle billionaire started Microsoft with his childhood friend, Bill Gates, back in 1975. Gates said this week he's heartbroken and that personal computing would not have existed without Paul Allen. Allen died yesterday after a battle with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a type of cancer. MIT is taking AI to a new level. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology is launching a new college all about computing and artificial intelligence. MIT is ready to use $1 billion in resources to make this happen. The university says that's the largest commitment to computer science and AI by any school so far. TechCrunch reports the new college is expected to open in the fall of next year, with a new building ready to go in 2022. Okay, a quick break now to thank our sponsor this week, Swap.com. If you haven't heard of it yet, Swap.com is the world's largest online consignment and thrift store. It sells brands like Lululemon, Carter's, Nike, and Gap, while saving you up to 90% off the retail price. I don't know about you, but I don't really like spending hours at the store. With Swap.com, it's all online and easy. You filter your search settings to find exactly what you're looking for, all with a few clicks. Want women's workout clothes? Get results just for that. Need a child's costume for Halloween coming up? No problem. Just search for it. Everything you find is gently used, quality, hand-inspected items, and there are new items added daily. Plus, once you buy, if something doesn't fit, there are hassle-free returns within 30 days. Swap.com is offering a special offer to the Newsworthy listeners. You can get 35% off select items for your first order with the promo code Newsworthy, all one word, Newsworthy, or just head to the homepage and see what new deals they have listed every day. That's swap.com, SWAP.com. Now back to the news. The newest smartphone device is the Palm, that literally fits in the palm of your hand and is not actually a phone at all. It's meant to be an add-on to an Android phone that you already have, sort of a sidekick for when you're on the go. CNET says it works well for jogging or a quick errand or just not wanting to be distracted on your big phone all day. It goes on sale next month. It's $350 plus a $10 monthly fee to connect it to the Verizon network. And if Palm sounds familiar, you might remember the Palm Pilot. Yep, same company, hoping to make a comeback with something unique. It's the NBA's opening week, and the season will tip off tonight. So a couple of things to know this season. LeBron James, as Sports Illustrated says, he's been dominating the national conversation. Will he make fans' dreams come true now that he's with the LA Lakers? Also, will the Houston Rockets or Boston Celtics be able to challenge last year's champs, the Golden State Warriors? We'll find out. The season starts with the Celtics against the Philadelphia 76ers at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. Tonight is also the premiere of The Conners, which is basically Roseanne without Roseanne. Remember, ABC fired Roseanne Barr and canceled the show's revival after she tweeted a racist comment last spring. But now the network is hoping The Conners can survive without her. The Hollywood Reporter says the show will address what happens to the mom of the show, but no details are out about how they're handling this just yet. Even the early reviewers were sworn to secrecy. Get ready for another royal baby. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex are expecting their first child in the spring of 2019. The new baby would be seventh in line to the British throne, but Time reports the baby will not be given the title of prince or princess. Apparently, that's reserved for Prince William's kids. Also, since Meghan Markle is a U.S. citizen, some are now wondering if the baby will be a citizen too. The New York Times says technically yes, but it's a bit more complicated than that for several reasons, including whether or not the palace will want the baby to have dual citizenship. For now, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are taking a royal tour of Australia, where they got their first baby gift, by the way, a stuffed kangaroo and a pair of baby Ugg boots. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you got value out of today's episode, please be sure to let others know they should be listening too. And if you want to read more about any of the news stories we talked about in this episode, I try to make it easy for you. You'll find links and more articles in today's show notes. Just go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning, so we will chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.